I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Val Arneson joins me now, also known as the Spice Goddess. It's the name of her website at spicegoddess.com, where you can buy her own blends of spices. She's well known for her two best-selling books, Everyday Indian and Val's Quick and Healthy Indian. She also has her show on Food Network Canada and The Cooking Channel. She joins me now to talk about her career thus far, her path to food celebrity fame, which has been eventful to say the least. She came to Canada at the age of 20 thanks to an arranged marriage. I'm not speaking English. She later leaves her husband, taking her child, cleaning houses to make a living and going to school. Now she's got a university degree in education and has been teaching viewers and readers the continent over and beyond about Indian cuisine, showing them her modern take. Ms. Arneson will be headlining the 11th annual Eat Vancouver Food and Cooking Festival, Friday, May 24th to Sunday, May 26th at BC Place Stadium. She is part of the Food Network Celebrity Stage, speaking and cooking and sharing her love of Indian cuisine. Visit eat-vancouver.com for more information. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Val Arneson. Ms. Arneson, good morning.
Oh, hi, good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So the perception that people have about Indian food and Indian cooking is that it's either too spicy or unhealthy because of the use of butter and cream. You've seemed to have reinvented that. Do you think you've changed how people are thinking about Indian food?
You know, I didn't reinvent it. Like, that's how we ate growing up in the village. Like,
I see.
The butters and creams were only used for special occasions like festivals or weddings. But traditionally, food was eat with just, mustard seed oil was used, and then and the spices and the local ingredients, fresh seasonal ingredients. And when I came to Canada like 20-some years ago, and that's what people are like, oh, my God, you know, Indian food tastes good, but it takes so long to cook, but lots of spices, and it's next thing they feel bloated and they feel like, you know, gas in their stomach.
Uh-huh.
And I was really surprised. And then I started, when I was going to UBC, I was studying, doing my education degree, and I needed second source of income. So I started catering and giving cooking classes, and people said to me, it's, oh my God, you know, with your food, it's just so amazing. And we feel so rejuvenated. We want to feel eating it more. So that's kind of the whole thing. So I didn't reinvent it. So I started sharing traditionally exactly how we cooked in India. So that's what I share, and it got a really great feedback. Even my recipes right now are one of the top search recipes on the Food Network, mm-hmm. even in the U.S. It is because I am just sharing what people have been eating for years and years in India.
So did North Americans, I guess they screwed it up, didn't they?
No, I don't think so. I don't think North America screwed it up. You know, sometimes it's when cuisine is transferred from a different culture to different, you know, different culture or different country, even continent, it is bound to have some changes. And it's not only even Indian food has happened. And I've talked to my Chinese friends or Korean friends or Japanese friends. It's kind of like a North Americanized way because it's so quick. You know, you add a little bit of cream and then suddenly the flavors kind of change. But then what I am trying to do is tell people, you know, let's go back to the spices because the flavors come from cardamom, coriander, and cumin, and, you know, mustard seeds and bay leaves, and that's where the flavors come from. Cream doesn't really do much to it. So that's what I don't think we screwed it up. I think I am just sharing with the people this is how we had it in India.
Now, incorporating, say, Indian flavors into our kitchens, North American kitchens, I mean Canadian kitchens, if we wanted to use these spices that you suggest, I mean, does this cost a lot? Will it cost a lot to stuff our pantries with this stuff that we might not have?
Oh, no. It's, you know, one of the best things about even spices, you don't even have to go to ethnic stores. They're really widely available in main markets. And cumin seeds, like, you know, a few grams of cumin seeds, like for $3 or $4, and you can have them forever. So, no, it doesn't cost a lot, and you don't have to fill up your pantry. What I tell people is to follow your own palate. If you like something warm and earthy flavors, cumin seeds is perfect. If you're looking for some citrusy flavor, coriander seeds is perfect. If you're looking for something really nice, pungent, you know, dark mustard seed will give you that, you know, the pungent flavor. So I tell people, just follow your own palate. You know, just whatever you're cooking, just add cumin and then see if you like it. And then you add coriander, then you just follow your own palate. And I have a garam masala recipe, you know, which is on Food Network, or you just Google, you know, my name and garam masala recipe comes out. And that's all you kind of really need. You don't need hundreds of spices. You just need only handful. Try it and then see how you like it.
And then people can buy blends too on your off of your website, right?
People can, yes, on spicegoddess.com, they can buy some blends. And then I encourage people to make their own blends.
Yeah. Now, there are benefits to certain spices. I mean, it fends off certain diseases and the sort, and there are some spices that are good for digestion, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Like a fennel seed is so perfect for digestion. It has a really nice licorice flavor, but it's great for stomach. You know, it's great for, you know, to reduce, you know, when people get gas, you know, because sometimes spices can just really make you feel a little bit, you know, gassy, but the other spices really help you balance it. Like turmeric powder, it's great health benefits. You know, I've been doing a lot of research on turmeric powder. Even Dr. Sanjay Gupta was on CNN and was talking about the health benefits it's used for preventative measures for cancer. And it has great health benefits for internal injuries. And even the early sign of cold or flu, I fill up a glass of, you know, warm water in the morning and a heaping tablespoon of turmeric powder with a little bit of lemon, a little bit of honey. I just chuck it down. It's great. It's amazing. It's amazing how great it feels.
You mentioned growing up in the village in Punjab. Did you cook from an early age?
Oh, yeah. That was a job of girls, you know, girls have to cook so their fathers can go out and find them really good husbands. That's kind of how I've been cooking. I've been cooking since I was 6 or 7 years old. So I've been cooking for a long time. And we cooked, like, we didn't have anything electronics. We just cooked in a barbecue pit, you know, having a few spices. And I was telling someone recently, I said, if I have to, go back to India, like, if I have to take a birth again, I would, in a heartbeat, would like to come back in the village again where I can just cook by the barbecue pit when I'm 6 years old. It was amazing, amazing experience.
Yeah. Did you ever imagine growing up that you'd be on television and have all these best-selling books and the sort?
No. Even now I pinch myself. Like, I just came back from New York. I was filming with Bobby Flay. Uh-huh. Chef Bobby Flay was doing this brand new show that he asked me to be a judge with him. And I still pinch myself. I'm standing right next to Bobby Flay, and Bobby's like, Mustaki, I love your recipes. And he said, so great. And he's one of the recipes shared with him. And he goes, oh, well, this is so good. I got to use it in my American restaurant in New York. And I still pinch myself. I still pinch myself. I see myself on TV. I can't believe it. And I see my books being, you know, I'm so blessed on both of my books, Everyday Indian and Quick and Healthy Indian, have been in national bestsellers and doing really well. And my show, Spice Goddess, is doing fabulous. And I think it's airing right now in Malaysia and Singapore, New Zealand, Australia. I pinch myself. No, it's such a blessing. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed.
Well, when you cook at home, are they recipes from your books?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't follow my own recipes. My recipes change all the time, which really confuses my crew, you know, when I'm filming my show. They're like, well, you said cumin, and now you're changing to cardamom. I'm like, oh, well, I don't follow my recipe. I just add whatever I feel like. So, yes, the recipes from both of my cookbooks. And my third cookbook is coming out in October. And all those recipes are tested in my house all the time. By my kids as well as myself.
And you film at home too?
I am doing a brand new show. It's coming out in September, and I'm filming here in Vancouver, in my own house in here in Coquitlam, actually. So I'm it's so convenient, you know. Yeah. It's so convenient to closer to my kids, and being a single mom, sometimes it can be a big challenge. So I'm right next to my kids. It's really nice that the Food Network US is supporting me and accommodating me. It's a great place to be.
And in terms of the ingredients that one uses, when we follow your books and when we watch you on television, the importance of organic food, that's critical for you, right?
Well, I try my best. I try my best to at least have seasonal, like even a mango. I love mangoes, like my absolute favorite to make mango chutney or mango sauces. I try to have it only when the mango time comes, you know, like around like next month or, you know, following month, you can buy this big carton of mangoes from any major store. So I kind of try to, you know, when the berry comes, you know, strawberries come, that's when I try to incorporate my chutneys and jams and strawberries. So try to stick with the seasonal because the flavors are much more intense than, yeah, if it's not organic. I try my best to get local, and if organic is always the best, like organic yams. Oh, you can't beat organic yams. It's like heaven at eating literally like raw sugar. It's so good.
Now, when you you'll be at Eat Vancouver in a few weeks, you'll be cooking there and speaking to people that are at the festival.
Yeah. Well,
that must be fun to talk to fans and readers.
I do. I just love it. It's such an amazing blessing to just connect with through people. I think what a great blessing is to connect people through food, because everyone likes to eat and everyone loves good food. And it's when you share healthy food and healthy spices, and when you demystify spices, because spices are still very complicated for people to understand. It's such a good feeling when people come to me. I just came back from New York, and I was stopped at the airport by the airport person when they were changing the flight, and the person was cleaning, and the cleaning person came to me. She goes, "Oh my God, I'm your biggest fan. Thank you so much for making Indian food accessible." So such good feelings, you know.
Yeah.
It's great to talk to fans, because without fans, I am nobody, you know. So without their support and their blessings, that's where I am here today.
And because of your personal story and coming to Canada at an early age, and then the first marriage that you left, people look to you as an example. Do people ask you about that sort of stuff and say advice?
Yeah, you know, I do public speaking events, and just 2 days ago, I just came back from even Toronto, and I give public speaking events throughout North America, empowering women, empowering new chefs, empowering immigrant women. I just try to... People do come to me, and you know, regardless of what age and regardless of culture, any time you're an immigrant person, come from a different culture, of course, lack of financial resources and not having the fluency in the language can be a big challenge. And so people come to me, and my only advice to them, and yesterday I was saying that, you know, don't follow money, follow your gut feelings, follow your passion. And keep at it. You know, when you see a rejection is a good thing. Rejection is a great thing, because it really helps you polish your skills and get to know who you are. Really get to know your strengths and your weaknesses, and follow your heart, really. And that's exactly what I've never, even now, I just signed a contract with the Food Network. I don't follow money. I follow my heart, and I follow my passion, and believe in yourself, and I meditate, I yoga. So I tell people to take care of your body, because your body is your temple. You know, without your body, you have nothing. So put good food in the temple, and meditate, and breathe, and exercise, and laugh, and believe in yourself, and everything else will follow.
Have you been back to India since coming to Canada?
No, I have not. I haven't gone back. It's been, oh my God, Joseph, it's been like 21 years, and I haven't gone back, and I've been, now my daughter is 19, and my son is 9 years old, and I think we're looking into next year as my goal to take my kids to back home. Yeah.
You know, I was wondering something. I guess last year sometime when the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel came out, I saw you doing some work with the film.
Yeah, 20th Century Fox contacted me. It was such a blessing again. So they were saying they were looking for an authentic Indian person who had grown up in India and who's very successful here in the food industry. So they contacted me to promote that movie. And I was able to work with, I think, 20 or some odd different cable networks, and I was able to promote that movie, and it was great, beautiful movie. The food and the culture and the music, and oh God, that it took me right back to India.
The acting is just terrific, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Absolutely.
What are some of your favorite places to go eat in Vancouver?
You know, I look for holes in the wall. Like, I don't go for fancy places. Sometimes I go, I write for National Post, so sometimes I do go to fancy places, but I look for holes in the wall, you know, where there's, you know, actually grandma and grandpas are still cooking at the back, and that's where I go, and I love all kinds of food. I love Thai food, too. Chinese food to good Japanese food, and all kinds of food is my absolutely favorite.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure talking to you today. We'll see you at Eat Vancouver.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. The website for more, spicegoddess.com. Eat Vancouver is on this year, May 24th, 25th, and 26th at BC Place Stadium. Visit eat-vancouver.com. Val Arneson on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plata.